Welcome back to another episode of Casa de Confidence. This is Dan.
And this is Julie.
Our birthday girl. Happy birthday, Julie.
Thank you, Daniel.
You are an amazing... How old are you today?
I'm 54.
54? You don't look a day over 53.
Really? Wow. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable that you are 54 years old today. That means you're
100 some days.
Well, that means you're 2 years older than me today.
Yes, that is correct, I guess.
Oh my God, Julie.
What?
Do you know what today, you know what that means? That it's your birthday today? You know who else is having a birthday today?
The podcast.
It's not a who, it's a what?
The podcast is turning four, our little baby.
Oh, happy birthday, Casa de Confidence.
Happy birthday, Casa de Confidence. And if you've been tuning in, you know that we aim to bring you programming that inspires you, motivates you, and just helps you navigate life. Because after all, life needs a little help from your friends sometimes. Mm. And we are your friends. At least we think you're our friends.
We hope. I mean, I hope you like us, because we love you. Was that corny?
Always. But you are a corny guy.
Just saying. Cornball. I know.
Yeah, you are.
So, Julie, did you have a good birthday?
I had a wonderful birthday. You know, yesterday, for the listeners, if you have one of these things near you, run. Don't walk. Yesterday, I went to a scalp spa. I don't know how else to describe it, but basically
she means run towards it, not away.
No, go and get your head scalped massage. Like they, so the place is called, and she's going to be on the podcast, but the place is called Bare Skin Connecticut. And I had seen this on Instagram, and it's called, it's a head spa. And basically, oh my God, I was just going to say something terrible.
It does sound bad.
Oh my God. Anyway, so what they actually do is they look at your scalp with a magnifying glass and they look at your hair follicles. And then after that, they massage your, depending on what your situation is on your head. Apparently, I have healthy follicles.
You do. Well, I could have told you that.
Follicles in my head. Not in my fallopian tubes.
What? That's a whole different kind of follicle.
That was a whole different conversation.
Wasn't going there. I had no idea.
Follicles makes me think of fallopian tubes, not of my head.
It makes me think of hair.
It does? Oh, because
you're... Well, I don't have fallopian tubes. You know what the difference between a man and a woman is?
Yes.
There's a vas deferens.
Okay.
So come on, that's a medical joke.
A man has a vas deferens. Oh my God. You know... We are comedians.
For those who remember health in junior high, and for those in the medical field, know what a vas deferens is.
Indeed.
Then you get the joke.
Yes. So this head spa, she actually examines your scalp, your head, and then she massages you with all kinds of accoutrements. But then she's got this thing, like as you're laying there and your head and your hair spread on the sink, she then massages and does a whole facial on your head. And, you know, I am just a facial person. I love facials.
But it's a facial on your scalp or
on your head.
Well, it's not a facial if it's in your hair.
It's your scalp if you have like eczema, which I didn't have, by the way.
Good for you.
She hydrates and she puts a lot of serums, but she really is also doing a facial in your face, in which she doesn't do the extractions. And I know.
All I know is you came home looking quite relaxed and happy.
Oh my God. It was amazing. And then today I went to get my hair cut. And that was amazing. And I took myself for a breakfast, a coffee date with me, myself, and I, which was lovely.
And then she came home from the haircut, and I could keep my hands off of her because she looked so hot.
You sure? That's what you say.
Well, she looked very good.
Thank you.
I had a migraine.
From a migraine.
Oh, that sounds like an excuse. Oh, I've got a headache. I'm shampooing my hair. I actually had a 24-hour migraine, so I was suffering from that. But when she came home, that lit up my day. She looked so good. You know, she looked great when she left, but when she came back, she looked even better.
I don't remember you seeing me when I left.
I saw you this morning.
Yeah, I guess you did. Okay, so first of all, I had to help Dan move to the guest room.
Yes.
Because it is a gorgeous day in
Connecticut. She wanted to open the curtains, it's and like, I was having issues with light sensitivity. So,
I'm like, are you kidding me? It's my birthday. We got to open the window.
So she had a little project going on in the second bedroom.
Project? Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, it was a clothes project. You're going through some clothes, whatever. Yeah. So she had to clear the bed off for me so I could... Clear the bed off so I could
get into the guest room.
I forgot how comfortable that bed was. So, hey, if anyone's in town and they want to visit us, we got a real comfortable bed.
So it's a combination of when I was a single girl, I had a day bed, but this is a queen size day bed. Mm-hmm. And then Dan had contributed the mattress, which is delightful.
And we accentuated it with a very dense foam topper that's just the right thickness to hug you.
Yeah.
Without getting rid of the firmness of the actual mattress. Yes. Is really good.
So, and then tonight,
it helped me recover.
We went to dinner in one of our local jaunts. We did not go to West Hartford or the city into Hartford. We went to Ellington, which is the farmland.
It is.
I mean, that restaurant is amazing and I really enjoy it. But something happened as we were sitting.
What's the name of the restaurant?
It's called J. Rigo's. Okay. And by the way, I am examining my situation here. Mm-hmm. So we are sitting outside because the sun is setting. It is a nice breeze and it's kind of warm. Mm-hmm. Perfect weather to be outside. Perfect spring day that I ordered for myself on this today.
She did. She did put the order in. So you're welcome. You guys are welcome. People who enjoyed the weather that Julie ordered for you.
Yes. And then I was sitting, enjoying this. And then all of a sudden, I'm wearing a little jean jacket. And I'm like, you know what? I'm a little warm. I'm going to take this off. Mm. So I take the thing off. And then all of a sudden, I see something.
On the crook of her elbow, it looks like she's got a little dark skin tag.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
But it's not a skin tag. It was
I think my skin is like peeling and I haven't seen that when I showered. And then all of a sudden,
it was the first tick of the season.
He's like, it's a tick. I'm like, I have never, never had a tick. Are you freaking?
You've never had a tick on you?
No, I've never had a tick on me. Well, it was on. Like, I have ticks everywhere. I'm like ready to, like,
you're going
to
feel like they're everywhere. So we need to inspect the dogs before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These dogs are getting inspected and maybe haircutted. I don't know. It's going to be a situation.
Well, we'll look for ticks tonight. Look, and then
I was trying to get it out, but it was really in there. And finally, I got it out.
She was able to pull it out. That means it wasn't too deeply embedded.
Well, but first of all, it was like, now my arm, it's not fully. It's like the place where it was.
It's going to be a little sore.
And it hurts. It really hurts.
The thing is, you can't feel a tick. You can't feel a tick going into you because they basically anesthetize where they're going to bite you.
Well,
they're nice. Not like mosquitoes that hurt.
I'd rather have a mosquito 1,000 times, and I know I'm going to regret this in the middle of summer.
Well, mosquitoes in and out. The tick is there to stay.
Yogi, get out of there. Yogi is trying to eat Simba's food, by the way.
Oh. Poor Yogi.
Oh, Yogi, you've had enough food. My gosh.
So anyway, hey, you know what?
What?
This is just a quick little episode
to
here.
Say happy birthday,
just Julie, to say happy birthday. Yes.
Confidence.
And no guest here, but we wanted to drop in and say hello and thank you.
And thank you for listening. And by the way, as we're starting our fifth year, wow, 5 years.
Starting the fifth year,
Starting our fifth year, another circle around the sun with the podcast, with myself. I am excited for all the wonderful things that are coming. You know, I have a big event coming up in Hartford in October that you must stay soon. Oh my gosh, I didn't even have that much wine.
Lord. You have a podcast?
No. I have an event.
You have a podcast, though?
I have a podcast.
Oh, this is probably... Wow. I figured you could learn how to speak in the last 4 years.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing.
I'm just picking on you. Uh-huh. Sorry, it didn't come out right. It came out mean.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Listen, there's
leave I take it back
to me.
Yeah, I couldn't leave spit it out.
Sarcasm to me.
I'm sorry. Okay, you are the sarcasm queen.
My love language.
I'm being stared at by a dog.
Yeah, he's staring at you like, why did the mama feed that other dog and not me? Aww. He's a jelly. By the way, Yogi's been jelly. Very needy lately.
We're changing the office around, and I'm not sitting where I normally sit. And I think he's like, oh my God. He's like, oh my God, I think I like it over here.
It might be my birthday, but Dan got a new desk. I'm just saying.
Well, you got twice the amount of desk space now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to once.
Yeah, well.
So we just expanded.
A lot of cleaning.
I didn't get a new desk. The office got an additional desk.
Oh, the office. Listen to that. The office got an additional desk.
So now Julie has two desks and I have one.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So I do want to say that one of the things that I have really been kind of going through, and by the way, I think that we need to really pay attention to this, right? One of the biggest things that I know that I've been going through is understanding that we cannot be afraid of solitude, right? Solitude is something that we all really need, specifically because it recharges us. And someone who is an extrovert like me that thinks that they need to be going all the time needs to remember that downtime is really important to kind of recharge. And I think that a lot of times, you know, we have so many things on our plate between our jobs or our business, our family. Being able to just find some solitude so that you're comfortable in your own skin. You need to learn to say no and make sure that you're in alignment. We need to recalibrate what our goals are. We need to recalibrate what we're shooting for. And this is the one thing with the podcast, and this is a little bit of why we needed to find some solitude for ourselves as a show to kind of come and recalibrate and decide, like, what is our path? What are we looking to do? What version do we want to be as podcasters? And I think that for me and you, we still want to live in a way that is profound, in a way that is intentional and impactful, and that we're putting out content for individuals that resonate, content that inspires them. And really, I'm looking at the people that are coming up that will be airing on the show. And these are individuals that, again, are not afraid of solitude and not afraid of building themselves up so they themselves can go in and share with others their expertise, and they can share about their journey to confidence, their journey to greatness, because ultimately being great at anything in our lives and our jobs and our relationships, it's a journey. And it really is going to require us to have discipline, resilience, and endure some of the challenging times. Mm. So we've seen some challenging times in the last 4 years, but I want to leave you with this thought. No matter what is coming up, you will figure it out. Don't panic. You'll figure it out. Find some solitude for yourself, pour into your own cup, and remember that you're not alone, because the journey to confidence is always the journey that brings you home. So thank you for listening to Casa de Confidence. Thank you for being a part of our family. And thank you for being here to celebrate my birthday, because it's my own special holiday.
All right. And remember,
go confidently
in the direction of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. I know that sometimes we get very lonely in this entrepreneur journey. And I want to invite you to join us into our limited time only Purposeful You Mastermind. For many of us entrepreneurs, we believe that we can do it all. But the reality is that doing it alone only creates a lot of overwhelm. So join us at the Purposeful You Mastermind. You can find out more information by going to bit.ly
/Julie's Mastermind. This is going to be the place where you are able to then unlock your full potential and achieve long-term success for your business, push you behind your current limits, expand your connections, discover new ideas, and implement them with confidence. You're going to get the support in all aspects and transforming you to the six-figure business you've been looking for. Pause and get off the hamster wheel if you've been spinning around. This is a time where you can get that support from like-minded entrepreneurs that are here to join you in your journey. Together, we can challenge the assumptions and land the speaking engagements and opportunities we want to grow our business and make an impact in the lives of people. See you then. Remember, you can find the mastermind at bit.ly/Julie's Mastermind.